Here we are again, goddesses. Here we are back to the temple of the goddess. So take a moment to drop inside. Close your eyes, please. And let each breath connect to the wind coming up from one side of the valley, blowing across the great settlement, touching the tree. See that beautiful tree in your mind and the wind blowing through it. And your energy touching it, thanking it, wrapping around it from the top to the bottom and going into the roots of that ancient tree to a time older than that tree, to a time when we celebrated ourselves as the divine feminine, as the sacred goddess. Do you see us there dancing? Do you see us there carrying lights? Do you see us there healing? Feel the energy around you and know that each one of us touched the hand, touched the life of another in that ancient, distant time. And the wind says yes. As we say yes in our hearts, as we say yes in our DNA that resonates with the rocks here, with the time, with the water, with the ancient ones that keep watch over this site until we are back again.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Listen to the wind. Some of you know that through the ages, the wind actually has a message. Even long before the ancients were here, the wind was here. What could it tell you about what has happened in this place? Archaeology is a mystery. And one does the best they can in a modern world to figure out an ancient one. And there are many schools of thought about what happens in many places. Some are convinced of one thing, others are convinced of another. Sometimes logic prevails and sometimes it doesn't. It's up to the human being to figure out exactly what took place. You are at a place where the famous disc was found in Crete. It's a mystery, for it contains that which cannot be deciphered completely. It's obvious that it is different. Some say it doesn't belong here. Let me tell you two groups of thought to show you just how varied humans can be. One group will say, obviously, it has come from another planet. Someone came down and gave it to the ancients. Another group, on the opposite end of the scale, will say, it's simply a birth announcement from a foreign land. And that's why there's only one. Delivered to royalty from royalty, and they kept it. And it was discovered and examined for its profundity. This is archaeology. It makes it so interesting as you go from place to place to see what humans did. And as we have said in many channels, what you see here in Crete is an advanced civilization, elegant in thought, with high ideals and science of building. We've also drawn the connection to other civilizations that may have come before. But now I want to draw a bigger one. I would love to continue the channel of yesterday. Yesterday we asked you a question. Is it possible that around you is a bigger system? That you're not self-contained? That indeed circling around you are energies and things that are way beyond that which is obvious? I want to continue that right now. And we're going to start by looking at something that most human beings never think of. You sit in a beautiful earth. It's not volatile. It is beautiful. The wind is blowing, the sun is shining, it's peaceful. Many of you have even hugged a tree today. And yet everywhere you look, there are signs of volitive action that is so amazing you can't even think of it. Where mountains shot up where mountains were never before. Where plate tectonics worked so that an ocean was here way before you were. The earth has a very volatile history. And yet today it is peaceful. Human beings think, well, it's time for it to be peaceful. Or perhaps it happens so slowly that it's still volatile, but you can't tell. Dear ones, let me tell you the truth. This planet is like a fine cooked meal. And when it was ready, it settled down for you. You don't see what you used to see. We stood at a famous place called the Grand Canyon on another continent. Archaeologists, geologists look at it. They make up their minds. And I've told you that it was cut very fast, within 300 years. Things are not always as they seem when it comes to geology or even archaeology. The Earth literally was prepared for you. Over eons and eons of time. And now it sits here in its quietness, occasionally shaking, but nothing like it used to be. Nothing at all. The wind has a message. It is agreeing and celebrating with the fact that this planet has been prepared to be peaceful for you. Now I want to extend this by asking you some questions about your own system, that of the human being. The first thing I want to ask is this. Ancient spiritual systems all over the planet have looked at the possibility that the human soul is forever, and that it expresses itself in incarnations of humanity. In other words, what you call past life, and we call soul renewal. The question is, does it exist? You have to answer this in your own mind before we continue. You may say, well, I'm not certain. May I tell you, dear ones, no human is certain, because no human being can prove it. And yet the intuition of it is worldwide. Again, we say to you, 80% of the earth believes in the afterlife. It is a common theme all through history. Do you believe it? You must cognize this in order to continue, even with this discussion. I sit in a group called Goddesses, self-named today, on a tour that expresses the celebration of these things. But I'm also aware that even in the tour, not all believe it. So I ask you yet again, what do you think? Do you think perhaps that your human soul is eternal? That it has come and gone many, many times. It may even have put you here, especially if you're Greek. That is how potent and profound the system is. So question one, if you answered it yes, I believe this is the way things work. The next question should be obvious. Is it random? You look at nature and you say, well, all around you, you see random things. They're not structured, they're not necessarily linear, and yet they're anything but random. Anything. There is a beautiful system here. It is a slow one, but there is a system. There is a symbiosis. There is oxygen, carbon dioxide for you and for the plants, for the animals. It's beautiful and it's balanced, but it seems random. So I'm asking you as question two, do you think that the past lives you've had as one soul are random, or is there a plan? Some of you will say, well, I'm not sure. So let me tell you something. Dear ones, not only a plan, but a grand one. One that places you at the right time in the right place. If you allow it, you can see it all. Not only just be aware of it, but participate in it. So I would like to tell you something a little more about that plan. One soul, many lifetimes. We have told you that soul belongs to the Creator. It is not an earth soul. And you know that. You might even say in this place it belongs to the gods. You'd be right, the one God. You are part of everything. The earth is not apart from you. You are all that is with all that is. And so I want you to think about this for a moment and connect some dots. When you leave this planet corporally, in death, your soul remains. We've asked you before, do you have any idea of what might happen when you're not here? And I'll tell you what happens. You plan the next incarnation. Hardly random, is it? You sit in a place that you planned. All that you see here, you have allowed. The synchronicity of being here in this place, of hearing my voice, of being here on this planet in your gender, has all been you with you. Dear ones, there are so many of you who would say, I would never have planned what happened to me. It's not what happened to you that was planned. It's you being here that was planned. You have free choice to work around anything you experience. But you being here in this life, right now, at this age, learning what you are learning, is all part of a synchronistic plan that you created. You looked upon this planet and you said, there's the potential that I'll awaken with a greater awareness of who I am. Could it be, old soul, that everything you're experiencing right now, at some level, your soul saw in advance. And if that's the case, what are you going to call that soul of yours? Your higher self is you. It's the wise you. It's the intelligent you. It's the spiritual you. And it asks you right now if you want to join it or not. Why are some of you remaining apart from a higher consciousness of your own soul? That's the linearity of humanity that keeps you seeing a bigger picture. The earth has finished its meal and prepared it so you can sit here and enjoy the peace without rumbling mountains and seas that move back and forth and oceans that move. All of that is done. Why not have the volatility of your life be done? Why not have the drama over with and start to have the light come out? We have said before, in a black and white earth, color is coming. And I'm going to tell you, in many places, it's already here. The ancients who were right here had a peaceful civilization that honored women. There's a lot to remember here, and it's time. And so it is.